All right, so this allegedly was a menstruation education video put out by the government about the time color animation arrived in 1946.
Exercise is good for you during menstruation. Just use common sense.
Okay. Why are they showing a young woman bouncing on a horse?
Oh, man, she's really trying to bust that hymen.
I mean, they show her first on a bike.
Yeah.
Just use common sense.
Don't ride a horse.
When you come to think of it, most of your daily routine is on the mild side. It's going to extremes that's wrong.
Yeah, see? So when you're ironing or... Mm-hmm. Vacuuming,
you know, typical women stuff. Stay away from the horsebacking.
But look at how strong she is. She's just lifting up chairs with one hand.
Just because you're leaking iron downstairs doesn't mean you can't vacuum under the sofa.
Yeah.
Side, it's going to extremes that's wrong and to be avoided. To most girls, the menstrual period should bring no severe discomfort.
Yeah. So quit your harping.
Yeah.
Said the government.
Most of you are fine.
Yeah, they've been spreading these stupid rumors since the 40s.
How ridiculous is that?
You lady.
A government video, film strip. You shouldn't have anything to complain about. Now, in reality, now that it's not such taboo, women have lots to complain about when it comes to that.
Some girls have a little less pep, a feeling of pressure in the lower part of the body, perhaps an occasional twinge or a touch of nerve.
Oh. An occasional a little, for 7 days.
A little less pep. Jeez, what are you complaining about?
The way Kelly's reacting to this, I'll bet she has a little pressure down below right now. Maitland, is the reason you were late because you have a little less pep?
Yeah, I'm plugging.
Oh, my God. This lady would die if she heard you say that today.
By the way, the lady recording this is 19 years old. But that's how everyone sounded in the 40s.
And she probably had to disguise her voice or go into hiding or something after recording this.
Yeah, because you can't be a woman in the 40s and talk about menstruation.
Yeah, this was definitely recorded by a commie.
But don't let it get you down. After all, no matter how you feel, you have to live with people. You have to live with yourself, too.
Yeah, so don't be a pain in the ass to everyone just because you ain't feeling it.
Don't ruin everyone's life.
Yeah, just because your pep is low, gal. Don't bring the room down.
Yeah, don't express your feelings or your pain.
And nobody once you stop feeling sorry for yourself and take those days in your stride, you'll find it's easier to keep smiling and even-tempered.
God, man, this was the good old days.
It was.
Just pretend like nothing's wrong, even when it is, and you're in pain, and you could just smile through it.
Mm-hmm. You can do practically everything you normally do.
Like cook and clean and lay there.
Except ride a horse.
Oh, come now. We said practically everything.
Okay, regular dancing, but not swing dancing. Yeah. That's too much vigor.
Common sense care of yourself.
Settle down on the vigor.
You didn't watch anything like this when y'all were in school and you went into the other classroom and healthier, did you?
I don't think so.
No.
It wasn't that condescending.
None of my sex ed classes really taught me anything about my period. It was my girlfriends who taught me about my period. They were the ones that were like, it's going to suck no matter what.
Probably true. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm. What a terrible video.
That was, right?
Terribly inaccurate.
Yep.
Cover up the truth so they don't know that we're in pain every day.
I mean, basically saying, hey, if you feel bad, you're different and you're broken.
Let's start a narrative so that way nobody complains about the periods.
Hey, you sad little ketchup packet.
You know, sometimes you'll get like indelible images from when you did learn stuff like this. I remember they broke up the guys and the girls into separate groups to like for parts of the sex ed, not all of it, but certain parts. So the guys could feel comfortable asking the male teacher questions and the girls could ask the female. So anyway, I'll never forget my science teacher, Mr. Mick. And he was like one of the most unassuming, like sweater guys. Like he looked like Bob Ross with less crazy hair, but sort of similar and just real buttoned up and quiet corduroy pants. And somebody he's reading our questions. So we're not just putting our hands up. He's like, we wrote them down and somebody goes,
oh, even worse. Cause then you can write smart ass questions,
but this wasn't a smart ass question. I mean, it was I'm sure it was somebody really wanted to know, but they go, how does a woman put a tampon in? And so his response, he's just standing there and he goes, well, how does a girl put a tampon in? And he goes, well, I don't know. I mean, and he puts one leg up on his chair and he goes, like this, I guess. And he just
really?
Kind of like, yeah. He goes, I mean, I guess just like this.
Good for him.
I mean,
good for him for really committing.
Oh God, I feel like they were asking a little beyond just like, where does your leg go?
Yeah.
Right? Like, I didn't think there was a defined posture for the.
Yeah. Well, he didn't
for
know.
For the planting of the cotton trees.
He tried.
Good on him.
He did the best he could. He was great. He was a great guy.
I like that he's like, oh.
He tried to answer it.
He's right.
Like this,
that's exactly how we do it.
I remember it.
We have to Captain Morgan the toilet and put
that
thing
right?
up in there. Yeah.
I remember in ours, the teacher kept saying, you're not allowed to laugh in here. And even in fifth grade, I'm like, how are we not allowed to laugh when all we're talking about is these hilarious things?
Come on. I'm 51 and I laugh at penis.
Right?
Like,
good Lord.
Please. That drawing. When I'm 13, I'm not supposed to laugh at penis?
Looks like there's eyes and a mouth in there. What is going on?